Welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Hello, welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast. Knowledge is key to everything, and the Livestock Information Service is based around capturing timely, high-quality livestock movement data to drive insights and intelligence so that information, in almost real time, can be used to help manage disease surveillance, food safety, and boost trade opportunities. That's the official line anyway. I'm John Bates, and in this podcast, I ask the boss of the Livestock Information Service how it's all working and how things have developed since the service was set up in 2019. Ian Hewlett is the Managing Director of Livestock Information Limited, and he joins me now. Hi, Ian. Welcome to the podcast.
Hi, John.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Well, it's great to be here. And just as you've already said, I'm the Managing Director of Livestock Information Limited. I've been in post since June 2022. And prior to my appointment, I was the Operations Director and latterly Interim Chief Executive at the Animal and Plant Health Agency in DEFRA. And as I'm sure you know, the APHA, as it's known, is one of LI Limited's critical customers for statutory livestock traceability data. So my job really involves day-to-day responsibility for the company, overseeing our live service for sheep, goats and deer, our ear tag service known as Lewis, and the development of the multi-species data service comprising cattle, sheep and pigs. And in that quest, I'm supported by the Livestock Information Board, our board chair, John Cross, and my executive team comprising a chief operating officer, finance director, and program director.
So Ian, listeners may not know too much about the Livestock Information Service or that it is jointly owned by DEFRA and AHDB. So why was it set up and what progress has been made so far to benefit the industry?
So Livestock Information Limited was established in 2019 as a not-for-profit limited company. It was established on the back of what was formerly a livestock information program in DEFRA. And DEFRA provides the vast majority of the funding for the company. It's comprised of two key sponsors, the Agriculture and Horticulture and Development Board, which currently has 51% of the shares, and DEFRA, which has 49%. Albeit the sponsors are in the process of revising that ownership in the near future. And our core purpose is to develop and maintain a multi-species data service. The current scope is for cattle, sheep, which is of course shorthand for sheep, goats and deer, and pigs. But we're also providing a UK or a GB view of data, and that's absolutely essential for trade and responding to disease outbreaks, both of which are critical to the livestock industry.
So for clarity, who's the service for and what do they need to do to register?
Okay, so there are two services that are live at present. That's the Livestock Information Service for sheep, goats and deer, and the Lewis ear tag service, Lewis being short for Livestock Unique Identification Service, and that covers cattle, sheep and goats. The sheep service handles around 50,000 movement notifications every month, and that's about covering about 2 million animals, and the ear tag service registers around 2 million ear tags each month, the vast majority being sheep. Now the service, the statutory service, is very much for government, for DEFRA in particular, and different agencies and departments of DEFRA, but we recognise there's a wider benefit here to the industry in enabling trade in terms of biosecurity, animal health and welfare. And to start using the Livestock Information Service to report sheep, goat or deer movements, keepers can create an account that will enable them to log in, and that will require them to have their county parish holding number and access to an email address connected to that county parish holding number. Once that registration is set up, then the keeper will be able to set up a password and then use the service in future.
Okay, so we've got a digital service option then. Does that mean that we can dispense with paper movement forms, or are they still required?
They are still required for sheep. Paper is required to accompany sheep, and a move to a digital-only service will require a legislative change from DEFRA to oversee. And I'll say a bit more about that later on in relation to cattle. But what I can tell you is that we regularly receive very high levels of digital notification, 80+%. But the vast majority of those come from markets and abattoirs. And we're keen to increase that digital uptake for keepers, but recognise that for some, if they have to produce a piece of paper and for their animals to move or to move with their animals, then they will want to keep that paper. But over time, I see this becoming an increasingly digital service.
Okay, so you mentioned cattle, so let's just pick up on that point then, because not all species are covered. So when will livestock farmers be able to use the service for reporting cattle movements?
So just to put it into context, the next capability that we're seeking to deploy is for sheep, and that's a first iteration of what we call the UK view, and it'll actually be GB data for sheep. And we've completed most of the development work on that, and we expect a full go live later this year. And that's much anticipated by DEFRA, particularly the chief veterinary officer, who's seen it and is very impressed with it. But cattle, the question was around cattle. So for the past few months, we've been working on a new multi-species data platform and in parallel, a cattle solution. And we've completed the design that was completed in the spring. We worked through what we call a discovery phase that's completed and has been signed off. And we are now working through our first or alpha build phase. And we've been doing that since July. And we expect to have a first iteration to deploy once we've gone through alpha and beta developments next autumn. And it's quite clear that the cattle solution will be more complex than the sheep service. And we're working with DEFRA colleagues through a team known as the Livestock Information Transformation Programme, which is sort of commissioned work from LI Limited and oversees what we do. But we're also working very closely with industry. And there's one group in particular, the acronym is TDUG, the Technical Design User Group. And that comprises keepers or representatives from keepers, markets, processors, hauliers, and many other parts of the industry. And we're working with them on such as some of the key issues, such as the transition from the current cattle tracing service to the new livestock information service for cattle, just to make sure there's a seamless transition.
Where would the world be without a good acronym? Okay, so if I understand it correctly then, so the idea is that you've got these separate platforms. So there's a separate platform for sheep and you're sort of trialing that, embedding that, if you like, to learn any lessons before you take the step towards cattle. So have I understood that correctly?
Pretty much. What I would say is that obviously the company was established in 2019 and it was decided to build a sheep or develop a sheep service first. And in the end, a core livestock application was procured and then further developed to enable sheep, goat and deer movements to be delivered through it. And that's working perfectly well. So there's no question there that we are looking to say that that can't continue. It can absolutely do that. But we're developing a new multi-species platform for cattle and pigs initially, potentially moving forward once it's reached end of life sheep. And that platform is separate to the sheep service. And the reason we're doing that is that the new service and new platform will provide the flexibility that we need to adapt the service both now and in the future, including the potential to add additional species to cattle, sheep and pigs in the future. And that decision to develop a new platform was taken after extensive research that was independent from the company and approved by our sponsors. So we think that's the right course to take, but obviously we will continue to use the sheep service and the platform it sits on.
You're listening to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB. I'm John Bates and my guest today is Ian Hewlett, the Managing Director of the Livestock Information Service. Ian, the system is more than just about traceability, isn't it? In the future, there'll be more data captured other than just the movement data. Just tell us a little bit about what that data is that you're seeking to capture.
That's absolutely right, John. But to put this into context, DEFRA is providing the funding for the development of this service. And their key requirement is statutory data for traceability purposes. So that's the focus, certainly initially. But the availability of non-statutory data, there are a huge number of possibilities. And clearly, there is lots of consideration going on about what sort of data could be captured and used and how it would be shared. So what type of data are we thinking of? So information such as the bovine TB status of a holding, so-called knowledge-based trading, but also in the future, if there's a vaccination program, then the location of the animals is critical to that. Even knowing where animals are under restriction is helpful to statutory organizations as well. So there's that part of it. Animal health and welfare information, e-medicines, precision farming, there are a number of potential opportunities where the data that could be captured alongside the statutory data is of value to a keeper, to some part of the food chain. So we are working closely with those partners, particularly through sponsors. Some of the key issues that will need to be addressed in that process will be data ownership and access rights, because clearly there is a value to some attached to the data. But if I sort of summarise for me, John, the new service will be built with flexibility in mind. So, for example, additional species such as poultry, and I lived avian influenza for my last 2 years in APHA, but that could be added to the service should DEFRA wish us to do so. It's less about IT, and IT is important, but for me it's an enabler to get to the service which we offer both to our statutory organisations but also to wider industry. It's the data that's required to that can be of use to various parties that's important. There's also the need to ensure that the data's available to upstream and downstream service providers. So it's not just about going in one direction, can it go wider? And then finally for me, in future, my ambition is that the service should be digital by default.
Okay, and are there any other developments that you'd like to highlight?
John, there is one, and it's very timely, actually. So DEFRA issued a consultation document on proposed changes to bovine identification, registration and movements in England. And you asked me earlier about digital. One of the most important aspects of the consultation is the proposed introduction of bovine electronic identification, which is the digital capability. And there is clearly, you know, lots of interest in this. For example, I know that frequency is often a key consideration, given that, you know, we've obviously got EID for sheep and that's low frequency, but we know of some other countries, notably Scotland, that are currently using high frequency, ultra high frequency identification. So there's lots of interest in that. And what I would say is that the consultation document is out, it issued earlier this week, and it runs until the 15th of November. So it's important for industry to have their say.
You've mentioned Scotland and England in that answer, and that probably prompts the question about is everything going to be the same across England, Scotland and Wales and sort of cross-border movements?
Absolutely right. And for the reason that you've just stated, we know that many animals cross borders, those internal borders within Great Britain or the United Kingdom. So particularly for statutory traceability data, that compatibility is key. There is already a single solution for cattle, at least through the Cattle Tracing Service, which many years ago I had a hand in, which covers GB data, and that flow of GB data into the APHA is critical, APHA being a GB organisation. So we work very closely with our colleagues in Scotland and Wales at two levels, really. At a delivery level, so we talk to Scott EID, EID Cymru colleagues, but also at a policy level. And earlier this week, I was talking to DEFRA policy colleagues who coordinate a meeting of the four home countries, including policymakers and, on occasion, chief veterinary officers, to talk about issues such as compatibility, just to make sure that there is that clarity moving forward.
Now, I imagine sort of engaging with industry is one of the biggest challenges that you face. Is that a real headache for you, or how is that moving along?
I actually see it as a less of a challenge and more of a priority. I think it's critical that industry understands what we are developing and what they need to do, both from a statutory purpose, but also from a wider purpose. And for me, it's always better to have people using a service that they understand is simple to use and there's something in it for them. So we want to encourage that compliance through a simple solution. And we and DEFRA colleagues engage with a wide group of industry representatives, not just the technical design user group that I mentioned earlier, but that's a critical part of it. TDUG is important because it's a group of industry representative organisations and they can obviously disseminate information to their members and that gets that coverage up. We're not reliant on that though. Thanks to our own internal comms team and colleagues in DEFRA, we've been undertaking a series of communication events. That's not just attendance at agricultural shows or with sector organisations, but events such as this, just to spread that word. And I see the need for communication growing, particularly as we approach the deployment of the cattle service. We know that the sheep service was well received when it was deployed, so we need to build on that success.
Now, on the horizon, we've got this new requirement for livestock producers to acquire a vet attestation number, and that's from December. How's the Livestock Information Service supporting that?
It's absolutely right that we are supporting it. So DEFRA is leading on the introduction of those changes to vet attestations following a one-year exemption to the EU requirement that was introduced last December. You may ask, or your listeners may ask, well, we're out of the EU, why is it a requirement? Well, clearly a lot of animals or products from animals finish up in Europe. And so as a consequence, it's important that if we export to Europe, then there is that clear understanding of veterinary attestation. So DEFRA colleagues have been liaising very closely with the industry representatives, wider than just the technical design user group, just to make sure there's a good understanding of what's going on there. But it's also commissioned LI Limited to develop an initial digital approach. There will be a wider digital approach in the multi-species service that I mentioned earlier, but an initial digital approach just for sheep keepers that enables a registered vet to record a farm visit and then for the processor to be able to confirm that there's been a farm visit within the last year, which is the requirement, the EU requirement, to enable that animal or that product to be exported. That requirement is only needed where the holding from which the animal came is not part of some form of farm assurance scheme, but it is really important. And I know we are now in the sort of second half of September, and I'm fully aware that DEFRA intends to issue fairly extensive communications around this in the near future to raise awareness amongst keepers, veterinarians, the wider industry, because it's obviously an important change.
So Ian, just in the few minutes of this podcast, you've covered an enormous amount. Thank you very much for that. But for listeners who want to find out more, where should they go?
The usual www.livestockinformation.org.uk. We're in the process, thanks to our comms team, to be sort of redeveloping our website, but there is information there and we'll be updating that on a regular basis. And that's also the means to get into the service to register for sheep, goats and deer keepers if they wish to use that service.
Ian, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks very much.
Thank you to my guest, Ian Hewitt, Managing Director of Livestock Information Limited. This podcast was produced by Martin Winch. Stay safe, stay well. I'm John Bates. Thanks for listening.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.